from the newsroom at news.com.au.
This is the latest from the newsroom. It's Wednesday, the 22nd of June. Veteran Neighbours actor Ryan Maloney didn't hold back as he savaged the Logie Awards treatment of The End of Neighbours on breakfast radio this morning. The actor ripped into the awards ceremony's efforts in acknowledging Neighbours is about to come to an end, arguing those in the In Memoriam segment got a better run than they did. Maloney launched a stunning rant against the award show organisers for seating the team behind the cameras on Sunday night.
No, you know, look, we turned up there and we did our, you know, mandatory, you know, 3 hours of talking to people on the red carpet. You know, kind of got in the room and we ended up getting split up and stuck on two different tables and, you know, kind of, oh, mate, it was horrible. You know, our table was actually stuck behind the cameras. We couldn't actually even see the stage. I tell you
what. To finance news, it's been a nightmare few months for cryptocurrency investors, with billions being wiped off the market in a matter of weeks, but it's about to get a whole lot worse. A US financial expert has pointed to one thing that could bring down the entire cryptocurrency market for good. The lifeblood of the crypto ecosystem is the coin Tether, and if it implodes, the entire facade would fall down. And it could. Tether is now in trouble, facing supercharged pressure from regulators and investors. To sport, Red Bull has suspended a junior driver after he allegedly used a racial slur on a video game live stream. The Estonian Formula 2 star Yuri Vips was part of a Twitch stream of video game Call of Duty, with fellow Red Bull junior Liam Lawson playing the first-person shooting game. A video went viral of the 21-year-old using the racist comment, which led to Red Bull confirming that immediate action had been taken by the team. We'll be back in just a moment. To entertainment now, George Michael's final years were punctuated by a disturbing descent into illegal substances, especially the so-called date rape drug GHB. After the Careless Whisper singer finished his 25 live tour in 2008, he lived in a haze, according to a new book. He slept until mid-afternoon, then stayed high on pot for almost every waking moment, writes James Gavin in the biography George Michael, A Life. In other news, former Big Bang Theory star Mayim Bialik is feeling a lot of fear after testing positive for COVID-19. Bialik, who has asthma and a thyroid condition, compared the feeling to that of having glandular fever, saying, "You need to sleep."
It's no joke over here. So, I had mononucleosis when I was in college, and it's a little bit like the exhaustion hits like that, where like you cannot be awake. You can try to be awake, but all of a sudden it's just like you need to sleep.
That's the latest from the newsroom. We'll be back with another update soon.
Your headlines from news.com.au.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option, because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.